Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 4. Wrongdoers eagerly listen to gossip. Liars pay close attention to slander. The book of Proverbs was written thousands of years ago, but the issues that it tackles are so up to date that you could easily imagine that it was written yesterday. Today's verse reminds us that there have always been gossips. There are many references to gossips in Proverbs, and it's clear that the writer is deeply disturbed about their power to destroy relationships and to make life miserable. Of course, everyone understands the magnetic power of juicy gossip. In Proverbs chapter 18, we read, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts." The whole process of gossiping is enticing. The gossip may draw you in by telling you that they haven't told anyone else. It's because of your special relationship that they're giving you this privileged information. The gossip then shares their news in as dramatic way as possible, and you are hooked. It's a dangerous process, and the reality is that gossip is as destructive today as it's always been. Every community is fertile ground for gossip, and churches are no exception. The love and care that binds the church together means that there's a constant flow of information. We need to check ourselves when we pass on information about other people. The mnemonic THINK is helpful. Ask yourself, is it true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind? If the information doesn't pass those tests, then it's important that you keep quiet. Concern about gossip is found in both the Old and the New Testaments. The Apostle Paul often spoke about its dangers and urged his readers only to share what was good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. We all need to listen carefully to his words and to respond to any gossip that we hear with decisiveness and love. So let me ask you this. What's your response when someone shares gossip with you? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to do everything possible not to pass on any gossip. Give us your strength and wisdom so that we'll always speak in a way that will bring encouragement and help to others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.